Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And the waitress keeps calling you guys when...
Oh, there are a lot of things worse than that.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Okay,
I do. Headed by ISIS.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, all right, well, maybe. I guess when you put it that way, Jennifer, yes.
Have an airplane crash into your house.
Yeah, okay, all right, so that's fine. Excuse me, I've been corrected already. We haven't been on 60 seconds in this hour.
We're meeting Jonathan Gruber this week.
Jonathan Gruber is the MIT economist who tried to explain and even justify his comments about the Affordable Health Care Act during a rather ridiculous apology before a House committee, Representative Daryl Issa, accusing him of creating a false model as part of a pattern of intentional misleading to get the Obamacare health care law passed.
He's the one that said you're all too stupid, remember?
He is the one who said you are too stupid. He just got raked over the coals. The Republicans had a nice time with him. He admitted to being inexcusably arrogant, but that's only because he was caught. Do you think if those videos had never shown up of what he said a number of years ago, that he would have apologized? No, he kept collecting all those checks, he was, from the federal government, state governments all around the country. Now his career as, well, at least for the visible future, for the foreseeable future, is kabutsky. But there are a lot of guys around like him. And I think that what he said, frankly, has some merit. The American people are not stupid in the main, but lack the intellectual curiosity which we supposedly entrust. People say to you, well, that's why we have congressmen. Okay, how many congressmen were reelected last month who voted for Obamacare? I would love to know. In terms of those that were defeated, were they defeated because of Obamacare? In some cases, there are probably a few that were. But in general, most of the people who voted for Obamacare were reelected. Kenny, I asked you to scrutinize that a little bit, and I think we figured that it was pretty close to almost everybody who was involved in that came back for another go-around the next 2 years. So what does that say for your intelligence if you voted for somebody who voted for Obamacare if you don't like Obamacare? Can you honestly say that you really knew when you went into the voting booth that the congressperson you were voting for, or the congressperson wannabe that you were voting for, if they weren't in Congress, then you were safe. If they were in Congress, do you know whether your congressman voted for or against the Affordable Health Care Act? Remember, enough people voted for it to get it passed.
All right, I've got it if you want it.
Oh, Richie's found it!
Miracles.
Paging trick. You said they proposed it and that passed because the American people are too stupid to understand the difference.
When I said that, I was at an academic conference being glib and, quite frankly, trying to make myself seem smart by insulting others.
Are you offering the venue as a defense for saying it or for meaning it?
I'm offering it as a defense for using inappropriate and hurtful and excusable language to explain.
Well, what did you mean by too stupid to understand the difference?
Congressman, I didn't mean anything about it by it.
Well, you said it. You had to admit it.
I was once again being glib and trying to make myself seem smarter by reflecting.
Well, what did you mean when you said it was a very basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter? What do you mean by that?
Once again, it's another example of my inexcusable arrogance in trying to insult others to make myself...
Let me pause this for 1 second. You're going to see a pattern here, right? He's using the same response. He was told to basically go up and be the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, fall on his sword.
And just to say, basically plead the fifth and take responsibility.
Seems smarter.
Well, what did you mean when you said the American people don't care about the uninsured?
Once again, that was an overstatement of trying to get Jack Trump's political topics.
I don't think it's an overstatement at all. I don't think people without it, I don't think the average person who doesn't have insurance was worried or cares about the person who doesn't have insurance at all.
I hate to say I agree with this guy, but we don't know about the economic policy. A lot of Americans just say, oh, free health care, okay.
Yeah, right. True, exactly. All right. So, anyway,
it goes on for about six more minutes. And he basically just gets a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper, and the guy just gives that same glib response.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The Senate report that has been much in the news in the last couple of days, that CIA torture report in secret prisons, there was treatment. Or, I don't know, treatment, you put that in quotation marks, it was worse than the government told Congress. You had more lies. More lies from the government, one branch of the government to another branch of the government. So we're going to talk about that with a reporter who is with Al Jazeera America in a moment here on Good Day.
Today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-978-1479. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-978-1479. 800-978-1479. 800-978-1479.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Jonathan Sowerbeer is one busy guy. In addition to being a computer science student, he's written a series of science fiction books, created a video game, and even found time to teach younger students programming skills during the summer. Yet, when he recently wrote a special commentary that was published in the Wall Street Journal, it had nothing to do with computers. Instead, he was mad about a $20 check he got because of a class action lawsuit against Toyota. He wasn't angry about the small size of the check, though. He was mad that he got the check in the first place, because he's happy with his car and hasn't suffered any injuries. He wondered how the lawyers who sued the company could make over $200 million, about 500 times what the primary plaintiffs who sued the company received. Let's be fair, lots of legal experts have written about America's lawsuit problem, but when a college student who dabbles in science fiction takes time to write about it in the Wall Street Journal, that deserves a second look. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the bud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Stephanie Tsai is an anchor at Al Jazeera America, which is the U.S. cable news channel that covers domestic and international news. We know Al Jazeera has somewhat, in the past anyway, been seen as controversial. Actually, the stuff that I see from Al Jazeera seems pretty credible to me. And it's too bad that the name gets in the way of what you and others do, Stephanie. So with that in the backdrop, happy to have you here. Let's talk
about... Good morning, Doug.
Hi. You're reporting on the torture report. This has been a long, drawn-out process. What has been revealed in the torture report?
Well, you know, I think what a lot of Americans are going to find surprising about this report is that it goes into great detail. Rectal feeding, sleep deprivation, near drowning. And that was what wasn't redacted, because this was just an executive summary of a 1,600-page report. I think the other thing that's new is the amount of mismanagement and the lack of accountability within the program. For example, it struck me as I was listening to Feinstein's statement on the Senate floor that there is a reliance on contractors to actually implement the interrogation. So the main point and conclusion of the report was that given all of the moral reservations that some people have about the use of torture, it also wasn't effective, according to this report. Now, the CIA has disputed that. It has admitted that it made mistakes in the implementation of the program, but it disagrees with the basic conclusion of this report that torture didn't produce intel. In fact, it says it has saved lives and was critical to our understanding of Al-Qaeda at that time.
Well, the essence of some of the detail, you just touched on a couple of things that probably we just as soon don't need to know, but the thing that I find amazing here is that everybody puts their hands up again. It's the same old government ruse. I don't know, no, it's like Sergeant Schultz from what do you call it? What's the name of that show, Richie? Sergeant
Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah,
I know nothing. I see nothing. Well, I hear nothing.
What about the fact that why didn't they, for this panel, why didn't they interview the higher-ups at the CIA? It seems like they didn't even talk to them. Why is that?
Well, they based their investigation on thousands of documents that were basically the CIA's internal documents. But that is one of the questions that's been raised, as well as why they didn't actually interview anyone that had been tortured. There were no suspects that had actually been through the enhanced interrogation tactics that were interviewed by the Senate Select Committee. So those are questions that have been raised.
So doesn't that make it kind of like this Rolling Stone story that we're seeing where...
Only one side is presented?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. I would say that, you know, this is a very detailed report. I mean, even the executive summary, when you look at the footnotes, they are sourcing the CIA's own intelligence documents. So, you know, this is what oversight is supposed to be about. How you interpret those CIA internal documents is the real question this morning. And the CIA, at least former directors of the CIA, including Michael Hayden and George Tenet, say that, you know, the information was cherry-picked in this report, and they disagree with the methodology. In other words, they look at those same internal documents, and they see that valuable intelligence was received through these interrogations.
But it was good news for the consultants who did the report, because they made $40 million.
Well, I think
it was a good day for them.
One of the other interesting things that did come out of this report is how much money was involved. For example, it came out that more than $80 million was paid to two psychologists who had never interrogated a witness.
They
were paid a lot of money to basically check themselves and to hold themselves accountable.
Amazing. It just is amazing. All right. Thank you, Stephanie Tsai from Al Jazeera, with the focus on that torture report.
Do you have have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yesterday, did you hear the song?
I don't know if there'll be snow, but
at least a couple, I think.
Really?
I can count four times yesterday I heard this. In various venues on Pandora, on the local Boston station doing Christmas music, let me think now, where's the other? Oh, I was listening to the satellite of Sirius in the car, and I heard it there. I think they have a Christmas, don't they have a Christmas channel on Sirius?
They have a dozen Christmas channels.
Yes, they have the Holly on channel something or other. Yeah. But I think it's funny, Dougie, because before Meredith, BM,
yeah.
I don't think that you'd ever listen to holiday music like that.
I actually do like pop holiday music like this. I just want to listen to the same song over and over and over again. This song is being played now here on Good Day because it represents the song that turned out to be, according to Kenny's research, the number one Christmas song on the radio yesterday. Burl Ives from 1964. Have a holly jolly. Who doesn't remember Burl Ives? Probably
one of the greatest.
We watched the kids and I watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and he's the voice of the
snowman.
But do
they know
narrator.
Who he is? Do the children know?
Do they know who Burl Ives is? No, no. I mean, I say that's Burl Ives, who, you know, but they have no idea.
Yeah, right. And the interesting thing, you know how I think crazy stuff. I don't think like everybody else. Duh. Burl Ives, an interesting name. I've always thought that when I heard his name, I love his round, friendly voice. That's the way I always describe it. Isn't that, I mean, think about what you're hearing. And you can almost visually, if you didn't know what he looked like, and I remember well what he looked like Santa Claus, actually, without a beard.
More of like a goatee, yeah.
Yeah, a little goatee, yeah, right.
Did you know that Rudolph celebrated its 50th anniversary last night, Dougie?
Rudolph, the television show?
Rudolph yeah. and I were born yeah. the same month.
Yep.
Happy birthday. You're 50? You're not 50.
Yeah.
Did you turn 50?
Yeah.
You're 49.
Nope.
Ah, good for you,
brother.
Congratulations.
I made it.
Yes, you did. All right. Let's get to some of the fun moments from the monologues of the late night comedians last night, starting with Conan. Don't you love the way he gets introduced? Conan O'Brien!
Scientists say they are getting closer to developing a pill to replace exercising. A pill to replace... Yeah, Americans heard this and said, it better come in Cool Ranch flavor.
A report released by the Senate is all about interrogation techniques that have been used by the CIA. And not surprisingly, it's very controversial. It turns out the CIA has been using some torture techniques that really cross the line. I mean, this is torture. First, we have starting a text but not finishing it, so it just leaves that your friend is typing bubble up forever. Awful. Awful techniques. Serious, crazy stuff. Making them sit through the entire ad before a YouTube video. I mean, these are torture techniques.
President Obama this week became the first commander-in-chief to write computer code in a bid to encourage computer science lessons across the country. That's really cool. And Joe Biden, which is also cool, became the first vice president to write boobs on an upside-down calculator.
So Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers, the reference Conan made to the pill that would replace exercise is referenced in a story we have today at DougStephan.com. Americans getting fatter and more slothful. What an interesting word, isn't it?
It's a terrible
slothful. A couple of outcomes reported in the annual analysis of the USA's health. Now we know the rest of the story. Not that we didn't know this ahead of time. After encouraging improvement in the report last year, this year's data returned to the steady increase in obesity that's marking our health rankings. The rankings issued annually by the U.S. Health Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the Partnership for Prevention. There's a poll asking how often you exercise. I'd be curious to know what your answers are to those questions. You want to check it out? Fill it out at DougStephan.com, please. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum. When you order GenuCell today, 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Looking and you say fine, usually there's an objection to that.
Yeah, fine is like, okay,
why is that?
Do you even see me over here?
Really?
We want specifics, right? And they better be nice.
Oh really, what would be specific? What would be a comment?
Gosh,
that would be good.
Your hair is looking even better than usual.
Really? I love,
wow,
that eye makeup you have on.
Your rear end is looking so perky in those pants. You know, stuff like that.
I'll remember that one. Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Top money story and how this affects you. Each day there seems to be more good news about the price of gasoline. So the Energy Department yesterday adds to that, cutting its prediction for the average price of gasoline across our country. Now, the average expected for the year, $2.60 a gallon. That's about 25%, about one quarter less than the average in the lowest full year average since 2009. In other words, if you take 25 cents off the dollar, that's what you are finding the cost of gasoline, $4 a gallon. Now it's $3 a gallon, or will be for next year. So the Jennifer and Kenny elements here that are paying a lot of money for gasoline in California, even though that's not the most expensive place to buy gasoline, Chicago. So anyway, the price drop in gasoline will save you and your fellow drivers about $100 billion next year. So will that money be put into the economy? Yeah, chances are pretty good it will be.
Do you really think the gas prices will stay here?
I think that I want to think that.
As we talked to our guest a couple of weeks ago, we found out that he believes that one of the reasons that our gas prices are so low is because it's Saudi Arabia and OPEC basically throwing out the fishing line and the hook to try and get us to come back to them so that we are not so energy dependent or independent. Yeah, they want us to go, oh, you know what, the oil is so cheap over there, let's not worry about the oil and other resources we have here locally, let's just keep buying it from there because it's
much
cheaper.
Who's the equivalent today of Rumsfeld and Cheney who made that deal with them last time when Reagan was president?
So basically they're trying to get us to you know, take the drugs again so that we are dependent on them.
There you go. And given what Dr. Gruber said about the stupidity of the American people, perhaps we'll take the hook, Richie. Could be. Right? Christmas star of the day coming up in a few minutes. Elizabeth Chan will entertain us with some of her Christmas music. Meanwhile, in terms of the economy, this is a great time. I just love all the companies that are firing employees this time of year. Well, they say it's the end of the year, and we have to start the new year fresh. So
if you want to get fired in the holidays, get into radio.
Yeah, right, exactly.
This is where you go to get fired in the holidays.
Here are your walking papers.
See you later. Sears Roebuck and Company, another one of those companies, once the star, sparkling star of the retail world. When I was a kid growing up, you always bought your appliances. Mm-hmm. You always bought whatever wearables, consumables.
Yeah, your tough skin.
Buy them all at Sears. This week, the company reported another loss, and they're going to close 235 more stores. This is the genius of the people who are the land barons that wanted to buy Kmart and Sears. Eddie Lambert is his name. He runs a hedge fund. Doesn't know crapola about running retail. Put all of the, cheapened all of the brands so that the average person who has grown up on the tradition of the Sears.
Kenmore
appliances.
One of the worst things I ever bought was a Kenmore refrigerator about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, they were, used to be good. So, business not good for Sears. I'm just thinking about how they, as a kid, I remember the mail order business even. People who were on the farm.
Remember the Sears catalog this time of year?
Absolutely. The Sears catalog was all over the place. Jewelry, watches, and all kinds of things. There were violins even, I remember, in the Sears. I think the first one I looked at.
My first guitar was a Sears guitar. Yeah.
How great was that experience when that big fat catalog would come in the mail, and you'd sit down with your pen, and you'd
circle all that
page
stuff.
By page.
Who doesn't remember laying on the floor in your living room, circling all the things you wanted in the Sears catalog or the JCPenney catalog?
Yep. There
kids
you go.
Don't ever know that, guys. That's so sad.
Richard,
well, you know what they do now?
Sears was his name.
My kids go onto Amazon and they just create an Amazon wish list.
I was going to say, it is the same thing now.
We print it out, and we mail it to Santa.
Computer signs. Yep. So Richard Sears started the R.W. Sears Watch Company in Minneapolis in 1886. That was before all of the union was put together. Sales in 1893 were $400,000. The Sears catalog was started in 1895, 532 pages long. $750,000 in business. In 1931, the Sears store sales overtook the mail order sales for the first time. $180 million sold from the Sears catalog in 1931. 1941, when World War II began, Sears had opened 600 stores. They opened their first foreign store, which still exists in Havana, Cuba. There's a Sears store in Havana.
Wow.
Largest retailer by revenue until the late 1980s when Walmart surpassed them. Compare any Walmart today to any Sears store even today, and the stuff is better because the stores look better, but it's still, when you compare the quality in both of them, they're both junk in comparison to what it used to be. So there are 1,830 Sears and Kmart stores that remain open, and because the stores they choose to open are on land that they own, likely that they'll keep the stores open there. The stores they're closing are in leased facilities that they do not own. So it's always been a real estate play.
Makes sense.
But what a sad thing when you go back to it. I mean, a lot of the stuff in America, it just doesn't hold up.
I mean, nothing lasts forever.
No, I suppose.
A 150-year run isn't bad.
Not bad, right. The guy started making watches. Mr. Sears was a watchmaker.
Yeah.
Sold his watches. And now you can buy them all at K Jewelers. Right? Does anybody buy jewelry? I don't know. I was told by a well-informed source that the stuff at K. I'm not a jewelry person. Don't like buying jewelry.
It's not the higher end stuff. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still pretty. And every kiss begins with K. They've got a nice marketing campaign.
Oh, I see. I got that. I didn't realize that. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for explaining it to me like that. A lot of the other big business story today. Carl's Jr. As we're in Southern California. How many people around the country know what a Carl's Jr. is? Raise your hands, please.
I know that.
You know what a Carl's Jr. is?
I do, because I've been to California.
Right, exactly. Known for the gooeyest, really cheesiest, most outrageous, greasy hamburgers in the world.
Yeah.
Have I made a misstatement? There's no misstatement in that, Kenny, right?
No, they're wonderful.
Yep. Okay, well, now they're trying to fit in. We have a poll today at DougStephan.com focused on exercise and health. Carl's Jr. is going to roll out a natural burger. Their all-natural burger will be introduced next week.
Wait a minute, what's...
No antibiotics, no steroids, no hormones.
Oh, that's cool, I like that.
Grass-fed, free-range cattle to go with the rest of their grease. This is healthier grease because it comes from grass-fed beef, right? So it'll taste, Kenny, even better. It'll be better for you because the grease is better for you.
Absolutely.
Much better, healthy grease. And the Carl's Jr., I wonder how many other... regional burger joints will go on. Do you think that Chick-fil-A will start feeding all-natural chicken?
They try to do healthy chicken. I'm not sure, though.
No, they get the same. They get the chicken from the guys. You're going to have to do it. That's going to be a stretch. Chick-fil-A not far from me here. And the lines were out the door because the reputation that they have for whatever the reason.
I told you, I'd never been there. I went through a drive-thru a year ago or 6 months ago. They were the nicest people I'd ever met in my life.
Yeah.
It was such an experience in the 3-minute drive-thru. I was like, good Lord, what is going on here?
Good. All right. Let's have some pleasant time with Elizabeth Chan in a moment. Our Christmas song of the day. Well, actually, we have three of them. Christmas star of the day next year on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank On It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Being there matters. In a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
I wanna deck the halls, fa la 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 la, and jingle all the bells. And it's a silent night, love me for a ride, together on a sleigh.
Wanted to write the next great Christmas song since she was a small girl. Elizabeth Chan, welcome to Good Day.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, how old are you now? You're not a little girl anymore, right?
I am 2 years older into the Christmas journey that I've been on.
Yeah, you can't ask a lady her age.
Yeah, you didn't do that. Hey, by the way, how much do you weigh?
Yeah.
And,
well, I'm heavy in the presents right now. Heavy in the presents.
There you go. Good answer. And that wasn't really what I was just, she, there's a great story about her, because apparently as a small girl, you really dreamed about becoming some sort of Christmas star. And that's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
Perhaps a better way of asking the question is, how many years have you been trying to accomplish what you have with this new song, Christmas in the City, this year? How many years have you been working at that?
Well, I wrote my first poem about Christmas and snow when I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, and I used to just be obsessed with Christmas music, and I'm from New York City, and I grew up here, so there's a station that goes all Christmas, and I would leave it locked on 24 hours a day and really kind of torture everyone around me with Christmas music until, you know, present day. So, I mean, it's been pretty consistent.
Wow, but that's not a bad thing. I mean, look at all the pleasure that we get out of listening to most of this Christmas music, and to have people around like you who can bring some variety to it, because that Christmas station that you locked onto is playing the same 400 songs over and over and over and over again until they capture what it is that you're doing. And what I like most about this story is that you have grown using crowdfunding. Help us. Let's hear that story.
Yeah, so, you know, I literally quit my job about 3 years ago to just try and figure out how to be a Christmas songwriter. I mean, there's no job listing. You're not going to open up the newspaper and see, you know, a job for a Christmas songwriter, so I had to create it myself, and I had no idea how to do it, and I started a Kickstarter campaign that helped me put out my first record, and because of that, it just grew and grew, and I put out my third record this year called Christmas in the City.
All right, let's hear.
It's extraordinary.
I want to hear a little of this. So you've written hundreds of songs over the past couple of years, and you have a couple of more Christmas albums in the works. Congratulations to you. You can find out more if you go to LizChanChristmas.com.
Not you, she wanted to be Christmas music only. That is,
love it.
I love it.
That is a great story. Yep, neat. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your contributions.
You.
Nice to have you here. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, Money Pit time. Tom Kreitler, who is from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, is here to bring us up to date on some of the winterization moves you should be making if you haven't already. With all the wild weather we've had already, you should be well into this mode, so we'll talk about that in a moment. Tom's presentation is presented by the folks at Home Depot, who are happy to offer you the Delta Temp 2O hand shower exclusively. As a matter of fact, the Delta Temp 2O takes the guesswork out before you get into the shower. Delta Temp 2O technology features an LED displayment. Displayment, is that a word I can use, Tommy?
A display. Displayment.
Displayment. Do you like that word?
Now it's a word.
A displayment.
I like pepper, actually.
Really? LED display. Anyway, this LED.
It's really cool.
Is very cool. Shows the temperature, three color indicators to signal different temperature ranges for easy visual indication. I have it in my shower upstairs, and it is so cool because if the water is too cool, if it's below 80 degrees, it'll be blue. If it's 80 to 110 degrees, the color on the the Delta Temp 2O would be magenta. And it's red if the water is warmer than 110 degrees.
If you have kids, this is a must-have.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
My kids, they know now, okay, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, I can get in.
Enjoy the convenience of knowing when the temperature is right for you and the peace of mind that the water temperature is safe. Plus, it's powered by water, so you don't need batteries. It's available exclusively, as I said, at the Home Depot. Great holiday gift. And so help yourself to the Delta Temp 2O. What a great home improvement gift for Christmas. All right, so some of the things as we talk about Christmas and winter starts officially, what, a week from Sunday. First day of winter is a week from Sunday. So, but we've well gotten into it. You're in New Jersey. You've gotten slammed.
Yeah.
Here in Massachusetts, we've gotten slammed. A lot of the country has already had some really wild weather moving into the Northwest. So what are some of the things? Is the heating system the number one focus, or should it be?
Well, it certainly should be, and obviously if you haven't had service, you should do that. But let's talk about some high-tech improvements that you can make, one of which is to add a Wi-Fi thermostat. These thermostats are so smart today. We have the Nest thermostat. There are others. But the thing about the Wi-Fi thermostat that I love is that it actually scans the house, and it knows if we're home, and it knows if we're not. So if we're not home, it automatically drops to a vacant house setting, which would be a lower temperature, thereby saving energy. And when we are home, and the thermostat sees movement in front of it, it switches to the occupied home setting. So, you know, if you think about it, Doug, so many of us are not on the regular 9-to-5 schedule. We come, we go. It's nice if we could just have the thermostat be smart enough to
make
it work
for us. I think that is really very cool. I wouldn't mind having one of those myself. All right, what else is there on the top of the agenda here for winterization?
One more improvement that I did to my house this year was I added spray foam insulation to our attic. We actually sprayed isonine insulation up under the rafters. And this did two things. Not only did it insulate far more effectively than fiberglass, but it weatherized the house. It sealed it. And so now we have comfort and warmth. And in fact, this past summer, my air conditioning bill was 50% what it was the previous summer.
Wow.
And we expect significant savings this winter. I cannot tell you how much more comfortable the house is, having been both sealed and insulated with isonine spray foam insulation.
Wow. I want to ask you a question about a personal experience that we're having here on the farm. Over the years, there have not been really the same building code requirements. I remember as a kid, there was no need because the understanding was that farm buildings weren't occupied and they're going up and down and we move a lot of stuff around here and there. So Meredith bought the farm next door and has a little house with it.
Right.
And on the back wall was a piece of rotten plywood, which probably took the clapboards off and replaced the plywood and put Tyvek up and started with the clapboards back. Somebody in the building department stopped by because one of the neighbors that we don't like saw this and wanted to. Exactly. So now we're in a big brouhaha because I don't think I need to have a building permit to replace a piece of rotten plywood.
But I agree. If it's a repair, then I don't think it has the same requirements.
No.
It's not like you're resizing the whole building. You're just making a repair of an existing.
That's all. It's a very simple thing. And they jumped to conclusions. Like, I put some blocks next to the foundation of the house because somebody had stuck some batting. This is an older house. They stuck some insulation.
And now they're building an addition to that barn.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hello. Get out of my face, basically, is what I'm saying. In a nice way, though.
Oh, yeah.
As you can
imagine.
Smile.
A
very nice way.
We always imagine you doing this kind of thing in a nice way.
Yeah. Of course. That's good, Richie. Thank you for holding that thought. Tom Kreitler, check out MoneyPit.com, Money Pit Radio. And there's a number on the website you can call anytime, day or night, to ask your question. Tom will answer it. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Richard Fadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.